This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he's looking forward to his upcoming visit to India in early December and meeting with his dear friend and Russia's trustworthy partner, Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Speaking at the 2025 Valdai Discussion Club meeting in Sochi, President Putin reaffirmed Moscow's long-standing trust in New Delhi and described Prime Minister Modi as a very reasonable, wise leader, strongly oriented towards the interests of his nation. He said the focus now must be on resolving key issues in order to unlock greater opportunities. This includes addressing logistics challenges, improving financing mechanisms, and finding new solutions for cross-border payments within the BRICS instruments on bilateral basis, using the rupee or the third world currencies, or using the electronic payment methods. President Putin also highlighted the strong coordination between Russia and India on international political issues, noting that both sides regularly align positions and respect each other's perspectives. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has confirmed that the Russian president will visit India in December for an annual summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The spokesman added that preparations for the visit are in full swing. India and China have agreed to resume direct air services connecting designated points in both countries by late October. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that the civil aviation authorities of the two countries have been engaged in technical level discussions on resuming direct air services and on a revised air services agreement. This is being done since early this year as part of the government's approach towards gradual normalization of relations between India and China. The External Affairs Ministry said this agreement of the civil aviation authorities will further facilitate people-to-people contact between India and China, contributing towards the gradual normalization of bilateral exchanges. India has condemned the terror attack on the Heaton Park Synagogue in Manchester, UK, during Yom Kippur services yesterday. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom in this moment of grief. It emphasized that the attack is yet another grim reminder of the challenge the world faces from the evil forces of terrorism, which the global community must combat and defeat through united and concerted action. In Madhya Pradesh, 10 people have been killed after a tractor trolley they were travelling in fell off a small bridge into a river in Jamli village of Khandwa district. A total of 14 devotees were in the trolley returning from Durga idol immersion when the accident occurred. Rescue and relief operations are underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees each for those injured. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. In Chhattisgarh, 103 Maoists, including 23 women, surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. Out of these, 49 Maoists carried a combined reward of over 1 crore 6 lakh rupees on their heads. They had been associated with various Maoist outfits for several years. Under the state government's rehabilitation policy, each surrendered Maoist was given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees. With this, a total of 410 Maoists have surrendered in the district so far this year. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Bihar today. The IMD predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, and West Bengal today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, and Karaikal. Meanwhile, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are expected in east Uttar Pradesh, interior Karnataka, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Telangana, and east Rajasthan today. Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu clinched silver in the women's 48-kilogram category at the World Championships in Firth, Norway yesterday. This marked Chanu's first world championship since 2022 and a second competition since finishing fourth at the Paris 2024 Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.